When Robin Walls first noticed the hashtag #ZeSueCharlie, or I Am Charlie, trending on American social media after the shootings at the French satirical magazine earlier this month, he found it somewhat misplaced.
We can sympathize and empathize or object to the events that we see going on in France and the French responses. But whatever our position, it's our position from here on this continent and not from within the country in which things are going on.
Walls does not object to Americans showing sympathy for France, but finds it troubling when Americans try interpreting the tragedy through an American viewpoint. He says, resist the urge to project American ideology onto France's problems.
Maybe there's a way that they're going to be dealing with things that will have things that we could even learn from, instead of always thinking that, you know, our American values are best and everybody should just follow us.
Walls organized the I Am Not Charlie seminar with three of his colleagues. He put the not in parentheses to highlight the outside perspective, where America's First Amendment and freedom of the press may not apply. The seminar draws in a classroom full of students and faculty. They're given a handout of cartoons penned by Joe Sacco, an illustrator for the Guardian newspaper. The cartoons are a collection of offensive racial stereotypes. Sacco ends his strip pondering the idea that the problem stems not from Muslim extremists, but from France's complex cultural identity.
I wanted people to take away understanding that there's a lot of issues going on here, and that there isn't just sort of a position that you stake out and then you line up behind it and that that's the answer.
Walls raised issues such as poverty, secularism, and unemployment in France during the seminar. The point being, there isn't just one cause for the Charlie Hebdo incident. Mel Scriven is a University of Alaska Southeast student who spent last semester studying abroad in France. She observed some of the issues firsthand.
The magazine seems so offensive. It seems like such a strange thing. Like, obviously, public speech is a beneficial thing, but it's such a complicated subject area that I wanted to learn more.
Walls focused the seminar on the consequences that can result from the media crossing a line of sensitivity, a topic Scriven found led to even bigger questions.
What would happen if we could not cross that line? Is a more, maybe a more important question.
The seminar ended with the consensus that the world has only scratched the surface on discussing this complicated subject. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.